Honoring the Zomi Culture. One of the greatest misunderstandings surrounding the presentation of the Zomi traditional shawl is the assumption that honoring a guest through culture somehow elevates ethnicity above Jesus Christ. Every Bible-believing Christian affirms that Jesus Christ alone is Lord. No culture, tradition, language, nation, or ethnicity can ever take his rightful place. Christ stands above every human identity. At the same time, Scripture never teaches that becoming a follower of Christ requires believers to abandon the beautiful cultural heritage God has given to their people. Instead, the gospel transforms culture and redirects it toward the glory of God. The presentation of a Zomi traditional shawl is therefore not an act of worship, racial superiority, ethnic nationalism, or replacing Christ. Rather, it is one of the oldest and most treasured expressions of gratitude, hospitality, honor, and respect within Zomi society. It communicates a simple but profound message. We are honored by your presence, and we receive you with the highest respect our people know how to express. The shawl itself possesses no spiritual power. It is not an object of devotion or religious significance. Its value lies entirely in what it symbolizes: love, appreciation, friendship, blessing, and hospitality. There is a profound difference between honoring culture and worshiping culture. Context matters. Every meaningful cultural tradition should be understood within its proper context. A photograph alone cannot explain the meaning of a ceremony. Without understanding the cultural background, it is easy to assign meanings that were never intended. The presentation of a Zomi traditional shawl at a Christian gathering should therefore be interpreted in light of the Zomi people's centuries-old customs rather than assumptions that overlook its historical and cultural significance. Understanding context protects both truth and fairness. As Scripture reminds us, to answer before listening, that is folly and shame. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 13. Likewise, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James chapter 1 verse 19. Seeking understanding before reaching conclusions is both biblical and wise. A beautiful example of Christian hospitality. An excellent contemporary example occurred during the Zomi Assemblies of God USA conference, where a traditional Zomi shawl was presented to Dennis Rivera, Director of the Office of Ethnic Relations for the General Council of the Assemblies of God USA. This presentation was especially meaningful because Reverend Rivera's ministry exists to strengthen relationships among the many ethnic fellowships, immigrant churches, and language groups throughout the Assemblies of God in the United States. His office encourages cooperation, unity, partnership, and mutual respect among believers from many different cultures. For that reason, presenting him with one of the Zomi people's highest cultural symbols of honor beautifully reflected the very mission of his office. He was not honored because of his ethnicity. He was honored because of his faithful service to the diverse body of Christ. Rather than promoting ethnic pride, the ceremony demonstrated the unity of believers from many tribes, languages, and cultures worshiping one Lord together. It illustrated that Christians may remain fully devoted to Jesus Christ while also celebrating the God-given diversity he has woven into his church. The gospel redeems culture. The Bible never commands believers to erase their cultural identity. Instead, God redeems every people and every culture for his glory. The Apostle John gives us a breathtaking picture of heaven. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Revelation chapter 7 verse 9. Notice that heaven is not culturally uniform. Every nation remains present. Every language remains represented. Every people retains its identity. What changes is not culture itself, but its purpose. Culture becomes an instrument for glorifying Christ. Similarly, the Apostle Paul writes, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Galatians chapter 3 verse 28. Paul was not teaching that ethnic distinctions disappear. Jews remained Jews. Greeks remained Greeks. Yet together they became one family in Christ. Likewise, Paul declared, "I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some." 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22. The gospel transforms culture. It does not require the destruction of culture. Honoring guests is a universal human tradition. The Zomi people are far from unique in expressing gratitude through cultural gifts. Around the world, societies have long used traditional symbols to honor distinguished visitors. Hawaiians present a lei. Many Native American nations present ceremonial blankets. Japanese communities offer traditional gifts. Scottish communities present tartans. African churches often dress honored guests in traditional attire. Many Asian cultures present silk scarves. No reasonable observer concludes that these practices replace Christ or elevate ethnicity above God. Likewise, presenting a Zomi shawl is simply the Zomi expression of Christian hospitality through culture. The responsibility of Christian leaders. This discussion also reminds Christian leaders, pastors, and administrators of ministry platforms of an important biblical responsibility. Official Christian ministries represent not merely personal opinions but the public witness of Christ's church. Therefore, every public statement should be guided by truth, wisdom, humility, grace, and love. The Apostle Paul urges believers, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3. He continues, there is one body and one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 4 to 6. Jesus himself declared, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 9. Healthy biblical teaching must always confront genuine idolatry whenever it exists. At the same time, it must carefully distinguish between sinful pride and legitimate cultural expressions that are fully compatible with the gospel. The presentation of a traditional Zomi shawl belongs to the latter. It is not an expression of ethnic supremacy. It is an expression of Christian gratitude through cultural hospitality. Recognizing that distinction preserves both biblical truth and the unity of Christ's church. Christ above all, culture is God's gift. The question has never been whether Christians should place Jesus above culture. Faithful believers everywhere agree that Christ alone is Lord. The real question is whether a respectful cultural expression of gratitude should be mistaken for replacing Christ. The answer is clearly no. A Zomi traditional shawl is no more an idol than a Hawaiian lei, an African kente cloth, a Japanese ceremonial gift, or a commemorative plaque presented to an honored guest. These are all cultural expressions of appreciation, not objects of worship. The gospel does not erase culture. It redeems culture for the glory of God. As the Apostle Paul reminds us, accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Romans chapter 15 verse 7. May we continue to honor Christ not only through sound doctrine, but also through love, humility, hospitality, reconciliation, and mutual respect among believers from every tribe, people, language, and nation. Christ remains our Lord. Culture remains God's gift. The gospel unites what the world often divides. www.zomipress.com